Good morning. I want to invite you to continue to consider the word of the living God. We have been looking at the struggle and the battles we have in our minds. And these battles have continued to cause guilt in us. Our mind is between our spirit and our body. It is fighting because it is being pulled to two sides. It's being pulled by the body, which Paul calls the sinful nature, but it's also being pulled by the spirit, in our spirit, where the spirit of God lives. And so the soul, that is the mind of a person, struggle with this kind of sin. And as we said, it has caused a lot of guilt, even in the presence of the Lord. In Romans chapter 7 and verses 1 to verses 13, Paul, as we discovered, gave an example of how we can deal with this problem. Number one, he said, one of the ways to deal with this problem is to deal with the law. The law. And he gave an example of marriage. He said, if a woman is married by two husbands, as we have given an example of the soul between the spirit and the body, he gave an example that if a woman is married by two husbands, this woman will struggle in all the days of her life. Because, as the Bible says, you cannot serve two masters. You'll either please one and displease the other. And if you want to please the other one, you displease the other one. Now, this is a great struggle. And so, the only way that this can change is when the law of marriage is dealt with. And the law is when the law or when the one in the former husband dies, the law of marriage is broken. And Paul dealt with that very well. Now, in Romans 7, verses 14, all the way to 25, this focuses still on the battle within the minds and the soul and with the old nature and how we can win against the four enemies, the enemies of self, the enemy of sin, the enemy of the systems in this world, and the enemy called Satan. Paul gave his own example and how he struggled with sin within himself without any help. He finally pointed out that his help comes from the Lord. It is good to realize that Paul is now giving a second way of dealing with the struggle. It's not only dealing with the law, which we will see how the law will be dealt with by the Lord. You cannot finish the law, you can only fulfill the law. But here we give this second example that you can deal with your sinful nature. And so let's see some of the things that Paul went through so that we can be encouraged. You see, sometimes we look at Paul as a hero of faith, and indeed he was. He's an example to many. He has inspired millions, if not billions, through the Bible. Half of the Bible is written by Paul. Yet Paul went through this kind of struggle with sin. And so he said, verses 14 of chapter 7. So the trouble is not with the law, for it is spiritual and good. He said the law is spiritual and good. The law only points us to where the mystic is. And that's all. You cannot say that the law is bad because it has shown me that I am still human, that I have driven beyond what I was given. I cannot compete with the law. I can only comply with the law. All I can only be forgiven through mercy. So here he says the trouble is not with the law, it's good and spiritual. The trouble is with me. For I am or to human, a slave to sin. Now, here he gives an example of what it means to be a slave of sin and how you can have freedom from sin. And then he says a few things. I don't really understand myself. Look, this is a guilty person. I don't really understand myself. Why? For I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. That's number one. I don't understand. I want to do the right thing. I want to please my maker. I want to please the government. I want to please my parents. I want to please my husband, my wife, my children. I want to please other people. I want to do the right thing. But as much as I want to do that, I do not do it. Instead, I do what is I hate. Look at this person. You want to do point one, which is good, but and you desire within you, but you find yourself doing what you hate. And Paul says, I don't understand myself. But if I know that what I am doing is wrong, this shows that I agree that the law is good. So the law tells me what I'm doing is wrong, and I hate it. So I am not the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. You see, the sin, I'm a slave to sin. I'm doing some things I don't want to do. We want to trust God that we can be able to overcome this kind of struggle within us. You remember, as I post, when David sinned against Bathsheba, he fornicated and he killed his husband, I mean her husband. So Paul was plagued with the guilt, and he cried before God in Psalms 51. He told God, Lord, help me. But he alluded his help would come from a change of the heart. He said, give me a new heart. Create in me a new heart. Create in me a willing spirit. So that's what Romans 7 from verse 14 is saying. That's what Paul is alluding to. That create, the only way, apart from changing the law, is changing the heart. Because there is sin in it. Until a new heart is created. And we need to ask God to create in us a new heart. God to give us a willing spirit. Because the one that we have is infested and plagued with sin. And that sin makes us to do wrong. It makes us slaves of sin. We do what we hate. We don't do what we love. So he says this, and I know that nothing good lives in me. That is in my sinful nature. That's why I need a new one. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. It is wrong. You see, this person is struggling with sin. And I know many struggle with sin. And we say, God, I don't want to watch this program. Lord, I don't want to take somebody's husband. I don't want to take somebody's money. I don't want to, you know, to embezzle, you know, somebody's or the organization's money. I don't want to do this and the other one. We struggle with sin. Do you find yourself struggling like Paul? Paul is too human. And he helps us understand how to overcome this. So he does not just leave us with a problem. He makes us to know that the problem is sin in us. But he also tells us it came because sin entered in us. And it gives us the effect of this. We struggle. We do what we do not want to do. And we do what we hate. We don't do what we love doing. And we are unhappy because of that. And then he says, I have discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another law within me that is at war with my mind. This law of sin is what we want to deal with. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a wretched person I am. So Paul finishes by saying, I am finished. I am wretched. I am destroyed without any hope. And this guilty has destroyed so many. And so there are people who remain with this. In the world, I'm speaking to you, young man, who goes through this kind of a struggle with sin. Paul says that he's wretched. But he is asking a question, which I want all of us to ask. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Is there any help? But then he says, thanks God. The answer is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we see how it is in my mind. I only want to do to be God's law, but that of my mind, and because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. So look, Paul finishes this and says, the solution is with Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus Christ, our, you know, the owner of ourselves. And this is where we finish by saying, where does our help come from? Psalms 121 gives us at least four areas where our help can come from. Our help can, to some people, they can go to the dark world for help. That does not help. I know many of us go to the dark world. We go to witchcraft. May God help us not to go there, even as you struggle. Don't go to consort the evil. The evil will take you, will lead you down deeper. Number two, our help can come from our own struggle, self-help. Self-help will actually put us more into the mud. You see, like the way you keep on trying to help yourself. You see, like when the car is stuck on the mud, once the car continue to, you know, to go on that rut, on that path of the mud, it continue to sink and sink and sink by itself. Unless help come from somewhere, it will remain there and it will sink deeper. Self-help cannot help. Number three, help can come from the hills and from the mountains. This is from others. This is from our culture. This is from Godfathers. This is from the educated. This is from the rich. This is from the parents. Our help does not come from there. David discovered, or the sons of Korah discovered, our help, number four, come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So here we finish up and saying, yes, we are struggling. We do not only need the change of the law, we also need the change of the heart, the change of the spirit. Is that possible? Yes, through our Lord. And Paul finishes by that. But we will see how that will happen in chapter 8. Lord God, we pray, help us to overcome the guilt. Help us to look unto the Lord Jesus Christ, to know that our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, in Jesus' name.